When Potiphar's wife saw that she could not get her own way with Joseph, she determined to destroy him. The opportunity came one day when the house was empty. Joseph came in to attend to his duties, and she caught him by his cloak, saying, "Lie with me." To free himself, he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When her husband came home, she said to him, "That Hebrew slave tried to make sport of me, but when I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house," and she showed him Joseph's garment. Potiphar was very angry, but instead of condemning Joseph to death, he put him in prison, in the place where the king's prisoners were confined. While Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warder. And so the warder put Joseph in charge of the other prisoners, because God gave him success in everything he did. One day, two court officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, offended Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, who put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, and they were assigned to Joseph. One night, they both had a dream. The Egyptians attached great importance to dreams, and only established interpreters were allowed to explain them. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were downhearted, because no one in the prison was able to interpret their dreams. Joseph said, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." At Pharaoh's court, it was the chief cupbearer who poured the wine into the royal cup and gave it to the king. So he said, "In my dream, I saw a vine with three branches. It budded, blossomed, and its clusters ripened into grapes. I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in his hand." Joseph said, "The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position. But when all goes well with you, speak to Pharaoh on my behalf. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and I have done nothing to deserve being put in prison." The chief baker, who was in charge of catering for Pharaoh's bread, saw that Joseph had given the chief cupbearer a favorable interpretation, and he said, "I too had a dream. On my head were 3 baskets of bread. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head." Joseph said, "The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from off you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat away your flesh." Now the 3rd day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, but he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had said. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. 2 years later, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile when out of the river there came up 7 sleek, fat cows, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and swallowed up the 7 sleek, fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. When he fell asleep again, he had a 2nd dream. 7 healthy, good heads of corn were growing on a single stalk. After them sprouted 7 other heads of corn, which were thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of corn swallowed up the 7 healthy, full heads. Then Pharaoh woke up. In the morning his mind was troubled, so he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt, but no one could interpret his dreams. Then the chief cupbearer remembered Joseph in prison, and he spoke to Pharaoh about him. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought out of the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he went to the palace, and Pharaoh said to him, "I have heard that you can interpret dreams." Joseph replied, "Not I, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." Then the king told him the 2 dreams. "The thin cows were ugly and gaunt," he said, "and when they ate up the 7 fat cows, they looked just as lean and ugly as before." Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows and the 7 good heads of corn are 7 years of great abundance. The lean cows and the worthless heads of corn are 7 years of famine. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. The abundance will not be remembered. because the famine that follows it will be so severe. The reason that the dream was given twice to Pharaoh is because the matter is established by God, and it will shortly come to pass. Next episode, Joseph and his brothers.